The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I did exactly what I thought I would do. I put the Knick game on at noon. At 1 o'clock, I went to Netflix for the football.
Sure.
But what I did do was I went, the games were brutal, and yet I still watched them. But we're going to, we'll get to the football in a little while. Because what I wound up doing was I went back to the Knick game in the fourth quarter to kind of check
always
in.
Always a smart move when it comes to the NBA.
It was. And here's, and then with the way the games went throughout the course of the day, and I'm not going to be completely honest with you, I watched the football. I did not watch the basketball. I wasn't interested in the basketball other than the Knick game for the obvious reasons. And I know the NBA games were clearly pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
And I saw the end of the Laker and the Warrior game, all that stuff. Great. I come away with watching the Knicks and the Spurs yesterday, Wembanyama, ridiculous, all of that stuff. Two thoughts. Number one, and I know this is more of a me problem, I suppose, is it's a three-point shooting contest.
Yeah.
That's what the game has become, and I have to come to accept that, and that's fine. But I also marvel at the talent. Like, I know Wembanyama is 7'10" or whatever the hell he is, 7'5", 7'6".
I feel like there's still mystery about that.
Whatever. He's huge.
I mean,
huge.
How hard is it to put the man next to a, you know...
Well, there's still mystery over Kevin Durant's height, so who cares?
All right.
But he's shooting threes from 35 feet out like we shoot layups. So I do marvel at the talent. But I also came away with this thought, and I think it goes for the way the entire day went for the NBA, too. When you see them play at such a high level and give such a crap, like all five games did. They were all pretty good. They all played hard. Yeah, it's a lot of three-point shooting. I know that, which still irks me, but it is what it is. But I also saw guys, you know, banging around under the boards. The effort was A+. It felt like, when I was watching, playoff basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem you run into as an NBA fan, like I still think I am, although that's waning these days, that's not what you get on a day-to-day basis. And so for the Gallows of the world who I listened to driving in, gushing over the NBA product, yesterday was great. And the playoffs will be great. The problem is everything in between really stinks as a product. But yesterday, in and of itself, was a really good day for them, for whoever watched.
I would say, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just evolution, you know, the time going on, technology, analytics, all the things that we know. For whatever reason, I think you could say the same about a lot of the sports. Like the NFL, during the regular season, some of these games and these matchups,
terrible,
watered down product.
But the NFL's coming from a place of strength right now because they're top of
mind. I'm just saying, like, I think if we look at any of the sports, like, I love watching hockey, but a lot of people can't get into it until the playoffs. Oh, regular season doesn't matter. Just get in
and
then let's have fun in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
But
baseball.
But hockey, but they It's different.
Not from an effort standpoint.
Yeah, it's but that's where I'm coming from.
Okay, but I think you're also coming from the angle of the product and what's being put out there for the viewer, right? And the fan or the person that wants to watch or doesn't want to watch and what are the reasons for it, right? Because the NBA, we used to consume regular season different than we do now.
Correct, but I also think have there been bad games? Sure. I have never come away from an NHL game feeling like they went through the motions. I haven't. Because if you do, to me, it's like football. If you go out there and just...
Have you watched the Rangers recently?
If you go out there in an NHL game, like in the NFL, and you go through the motions, you're going to get hurt. And maybe that's part of it. I do watch NBA games feeling like they're just out there going through the motions and trying to get through the 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
You know, but that wasn't the case yesterday.
Different style of game, obviously.
I mean, 100%.
Of course, there can be some physicality to it, which you alluded to. The guys banging bodies under the boards and whatnot. But, I mean, there is a lot of on-the-fringe perimeter play. So whereas hockey naturally lends itself to being a much more physical sport, even if you're not the guy that's trying to be physical, if you don't have your head on a swivel or you're going through the motions, sure, Someone's going to lay you out. And then, yes, you very much could end up getting yourself hurt.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But and maybe this is just working here for a long time. It's sort of you become numb to it a little bit. To me, the regular season in a lot of the sports has just become, like, it hasn't changed. The NFL's added one game. Other than that, these seasons haven't changed. 82 games, NBA, NHL, 162 baseball. And it's just kind of like they seem to drag more than they ever did for some reason. That could just be me. Like you said, maybe it's a you problem. It could be a me problem. Getting older, different stage of life, young kids, other responsibilities. Like, I don't look forward to the day in, day out the way I once did.
But why
kid.
Is that, though?
That's what because, I mean. I think it might be innocence.
Like, we were talking about this a few weeks ago. Maybe it was last week. Who knows? In terms of, like, when we were kids or when we were younger, and even younger adults. I don't mean, like, when we were five. I mean, even in my teens, like, I like the grind. Even today, like, I like the grind of a baseball season. I like putting the game on every night. Now, do I watch all 162? No. But do I watch baseball 100 times a year? Yeah, I do. And to me, it is partly, you know, it is supposed to be entertaining too. Yeah. And I understand we now live in a world where it's championship or bust. I mean, I feel like that's the case. And I feel like part of that would be with the Yankee fan and Derek Jeter, you know, used to say it, if it doesn't end with a championship, it's a failed season. But there is part of enjoying the journey of the season.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, if that's not the case, then why don't we just shut it all down and just have big monster tournaments? Like,
right.
This is the NFL season from now on. We just start with 32 teams. You win, you advance, you lose, you're out.
Yeah.
Let's do it with the NBA. Let's have a big NCAA tournament-style tournament. And that's it. Like, what's the point of this? If you're not going to enjoy the games in the season and the guys aren't going to give their all for making the amounts of ridiculous money they make, then what's the point of it all?
I think I do enjoy the journey, the process, but there are instances where, how do I say this the right way? Like, the overall sum of the parts I appreciate and I enjoy, but the specifics of each individual game, sometimes it's, I think, difficult to hang with. So, like, you brought up baseball. To me, baseball, it's a nice sport to have on, but to be locked in on every pitch for 162, I know you said you're not, but I think
that's a lot, just, though.
Yeah, but it's a different schedule. Like, you almost, you know, 5 to 6 out of 7 nights per week, you know it's there for you,
yep.
Right? We talk about that with why baseball works as well on the radio, because you could take it with you. It's mm-hmm. just kind of part of the, you know, the day-to-day, night-to-night, week-to-week, just life. You know, I'm out in the car, hey, Yankees are on, let's see what's going on in the game. You know, it's a little easier to, I think, hang with that and follow along than it is some of the other sports. And I grew up watching the NBA. I loved basketball. I played basketball as a kid. I was definitely much more into it at that stage than I am now. I think the style of game is definitely part of it. I also never associated myself with a team. So, like, I'm a New Yorker, but I grew up in a D.C. suburb in sort of a unique situation. I never attached myself to the Knicks. I like the Knicks. I like to see them do well. I don't even mind the Nets. But I don't really associate myself with it. It's the only sport of the four majors where I didn't grow up loving a team. So I think from that standpoint, it was kind of easier for me to just sort of retract myself from it a little bit and be a casual viewer. Whereas Gallo, like you said, is one of, he eats, sleeps,
it can
breathes
do no wrong.
NBA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I individually come at it from a little bit of a different angle than most people do. But yeah, the regular season, it's the way the teams are treating it, right? With guys that miss time, we used to call it load management, whatever you want to call it now, injury management, that the franchises themselves have recognized we don't have to be all in on the regular season. We've got our eye on the bigger prize, so let's make sure we do everything we can to be prepared when that time comes. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.